Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
There's been some grisly stuff on the news the past few weeks. Recent headlines have been especially gruesome. I'm talking about the guy who was trying to eat another man's face and almost got away with it until the police shot him. Then there was another man who did a murder on tape and dismembered the body, sending parts all over the country, and other things he did should not be mentioned. I hear the murderer was some Canadian porn star. Recent news has talked about flesh-eating diseases that seem to be attacking the life and limbs of really nice people. Finally, speaking of grizzly, there was that grizzly bear that ate a murderer, which I must confess seems like a cheaper solution than hiring dozens of lawyers to tell the jury why the murderer should be let off. How should we respond to these shocking bits of news? Several thoughts. First, the world is not paradise. Any philosophy or religion that skirts the problem of evil is inadequate. The Bible is a pretty graphic book, going way back to the beginning in Genesis, particularly chapter 3, where Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit. The immediate impact of their sin was a lost relation to God, tossed out of Eden, but also the first family on earth watched one of their sons murder the other over a matter of religious sacrifice and personal jealousy. So much for Mary Poppins. Perhaps the prophet Jeremiah summarized the somberest view of human nature in the Bible. He wrote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it?" Second, it seems to me we're living in a world where bad news gets amplified and good news gets short shrift. 1,000 kind deeds of exceptional merit occur on the very same days as the gruesome stuff. The good deeds go unnoticed, but gory makes national headlines. Why? Because bad news sells. What can we do to get a better sampling of human history in real time? I think the current trend towards shock journalism provides a good reason to watch and read local news. That is because local news is more likely to report a Rotary or Kiwanis scholarship, an honor band, Little League game, or softball followed by a picnic. Of course, bad stuff happens locally too, but much of today's national news is tailored to be exceptionally titillating. Third, it seems to me there is a sense in which the fast pace of life today is accelerating out of control. The faster we go, the less time we make for each other, and the more relationships stretch and break, the more broken we become. A religious community, on the other hand, is called to be a place where relationships are healed and broken lives are mended. Sadly, we do not always live up to this calling, but without religion, there would be no hospitals, few orphanages, and, in my opinion, slavery would still be an acceptable institution. Finally, the Bible is not a cute, sentimental story. Hebrew prophets were imprisoned and killed. Jesus came and loved. We bloodied him up and nailed him to a cross. But out of the blood and mayhem comes hope for healing human evil. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.